NPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two people were found dead at a student housing complex in Colorado Springs this morning. The university there went on temporary lockdown around 6 a.m. after police responded to reports of gunshots. UCCS Chancellor Jennifer Sobana.
Our hearts are overcome by grief as unspeakable violence has reached into our campus, our home. We are in shock as we process this tragic loss of two lives.
Police have not identified the victims, but said each suffered gunshot wounds. The Colorado Springs police are investigating the deaths as a homicide. A measure reinforcing that Colorado K-12 schools must use a student's preferred name cleared its first committee at the State House. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would ask schools to come up with a policy for preferred names on unofficial documents, such as rosters and student IDs, without a legal name change. A youth advisory council proposed it. High school student Megan Taylor helped craft it.
Transgender youth that live in environments where their chosen names and pronouns are respected attempt suicide at half the rate of transgender individuals whose chosen names and pronouns are not respected. This bill is truly from a place of love, care, rights, and respect.
Opponents say it would infringe on parental rights and allow young people to make important decisions without guidance. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
After a quick hit of winter weather on the Front Range this afternoon and overnight, there's a winter weather advisory. Temperatures will reach the 50s on Sunday and nearing 60 on Monday. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.